Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Heather Buckmaster joining us from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Back with Heather in just a moment.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
We're talking today with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. You've got a new website that you've got some very specialized information for physicians to help help them learn more about the so-called BOLD study. Tell us about this whole concept.
Well, we're excited to announce the launch of a new nationwide program to educate physicians and other health professional groups in an accreditation-type system through a web-based online training program. Our website is heart-healthynutrition.com. And one of the things that we found when we had the release of the BOLD study, beef and optimaline diet, checkoff on research that was able to demonstrate that you could add lean beef every day to a heart-healthy diet and still lower your cholesterol significantly. The study was very science-based. It was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And there's been extensive efforts both on a national and state level to provide that information to health professional groups. But we wanted to take that one step further. Feeling like the physician level, that family physician level, is where people get their first bit of counseling of you need to lower your cholesterol, you need to take these steps in your diet. We wanted to really target in on that that physician level. And so we worked with a medical communication company, a top one out of Texas, to develop an online training system where physicians could go online, go through two different training videos that we have. It's an hour-long program, each one is, and receive that accreditation. The accreditation flows ultimately through the American Academy of Family Physicians. And so this is really the first time that we've had such a direct focus in on physicians. It really kind of lowered the playing field for us and made it more affordable for us to educate physicians and do it through an accreditation system.
And obviously, this is the whole point of this, is to get them comfortable with the validity and the information in the BOLD study.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when physicians are looking at their patients, they want to help. They want to ensure that they have good results and they have adherence to diets. And one of the things our research will show is that when you include lean beef in the diet and you're able to include lean beef in the diet, you're more likely to stick to that diet because you have that variety. And so we want to be able to show that information, show that it can be effective in a cholesterol-lowering diet, and take that next step. So when they're counseling their patients, they talk to them about how to eat lean beef, how to make the right choices, and how to look at those portion sizes so that they can include lean beef in their diets.
You indicated this is a nationwide availability as far as this website.
Absolutely. That's the one great thing about the web. It is nationwide. But we've reached out to all of our partners at other state beef councils. They're very excited. As one state exec said, she goes, game on. Let's see who gets the most CME, the most physicians accredited through the system. And so we've been really thrilled with their response to it. We're kind of building into it right now and developing those resources for other states to utilize. We have been really thrilled with our partnership with the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians. They've been a really great guiding force through this process.
And, you know, this is all about taking those checkoff dollars from the BOLD study and then adding a few more checkoff dollars to actually apply it in a very practical way.
Yes, it's about taking, you know, if you look through all of the beef checkoff programs through the years, I think when we've invested in research is where we've seen the most dividends from those checkoff dollars. And so being able to take good science-based research, peer-reviewed research, and being able to extend that in other ways, other differently than we have. Obviously, there's been the consumer side of this education, but really getting to that influencer and that person. You know, if you consider family physicians see on average 11 patients a day, we see that there could be a great domino effect from this research and being able to take that, apply it, and touch with our physicians.
And so producers can actually go and see the results of their dollars by going to this website.
Absolutely. If they visit heart-healthynutrition.com, they can see how that outreach is happening with their beef checkoff dollars and how we're working to touch doctors about how lean beef can fit into that heart healthy diet. And so we're thrilled and we're excited. This is a new direction for us, and we're hoping that, you know, long term we're going to be able to put that framework in place to continue to provide good education, beef nutrition education, to physicians and other health professionals.
So other modules as you have fresh research out there.
Yes, as we have fresh research out there, we're developing that website, and that will become a destination for people to receive their continuing medical education credits, provide them good research and good information that they can then apply in their patient practices.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, Heather Buckmaster, joining us today. The website that she's talking about, very, very excited about, obviously, heart-healthynutrition, all one word, .com. heart-healthynutrition.com. Check it out, my friends. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.